CKLN, CKLN, CKLN. Y'all wake up Bob again. CKLN.
Bobby.
Mrs. Reagan helped hire and fire the political consultants who ran her husband's near-miss campaign for the Republican presidential nomination in 1976 and his successful campaign for the presidency in 1980. She played a seminal role in 1987, ouster of the White House chief of staff, Donald T. Reagan, whom Mrs. Reagan blamed for ineptness after it disclosed that Mr. Reagan had secretly approved arms sales to Iran. Behind the scenes, Mrs. Reagan was the prime mover in the Reagan's efforts to recover from the scandal, which was known as the Iran-Contra, because some of the proceeds from the sale had been diverted to the Contras opposing the leftist government in Nicaragua. While trying to persuade her stubborn husband to apologize for the arms deal, she brought political figures to the White House to power broker her case. Mr. Reagan eventually conceded that she was right. On March the 4th, 1987, the president made a distanced apology for the arms sale in a nationally televised address that dramatically improved his slumping public approval rating.
Okay, who was that? Who was the last speaker?
Who was that, Bob? Where I am?
Cora, is Cora finished?
Nice to meet you.
Okay, who's next?
Hi, Ian, I'm here. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Can we talk a bit of movies?
Oh, we love movies. It's the Android meme for an everyday little man. What movie you want to talk about? You want to make one? We've made a couple. We got a little shield, JJ. He will tear that thing up. Let me tell you, you all ain't seen nothing yet. We fixing to turn this thing bottom up. It's going to be so much fun. Do you like to talk about executive production or the actual layers of building a film? Or what about a film would you like to make?
Oh, I don't want to make one. Except my R&A one.
Okay.
I want to finish that.
Okay.
But I love the JJ movies. I watched them.
They are fun, I think.
Yeah, and another new one coming out now, something Cloverfield.
Okay.
That one looks good.
Yeah.
But I want to first ask about the Noah movie where Russell Crowe plays Noah.
Okay.
When he knows he's got to build the ark and there's no ground and everything's like the soil's barren, but then
you got to be careful. You got Isla that you got to deal with.
Who's that?
You were talking about the movie, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Isla is in the movie. Have you seen it?
Yes. But not recently.
Okay. Isla was in the movie.
Was she Noah's wife?
No, that was played by Jennifer Connelly. Come on.
Okay. I'll have to go rewatch.
Hey, Sean, what movie are you doing?
Noah.
Noah. With Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Playing Noah. So, can I touch on a few other things?
Basically. Well, now, wait a second. You drug us down this mess. You got us in. You made Bob stop and make a note to a movie you can't even remember that you watched or not, of what it was even about. So, the short version, Bob, for your notes is it's a chilling, chilling drama that the world had become so sinful and the Nephilim had taken over so much of the vastness of the world that there had to be a flood. to wipe out all of them. And we also wanted to increase hydrogen. So they actually covered the earth all except for the tiny little tippy tit of Mount Ararat. And they decided to drown the giants. That's it. Okay, now we can move on. Sorry for the distraction. Wait a minute, we didn't do this. You did this. Not us. You did this.
Come on, name a movie, Sean. Move along.
Yeah, so the drops, Noah had these drops, and then the drops makes the forest so that he can build the ark, so that he's got the wood to build the ark.
He was a drunk.
Yeah, I was thinking if he could do that, why didn't he just drop the drops and an ark appeared?
There you go. That's right. How does one little man with no sawzall and no nails build a damn ark anyway? Not that he was able to do it, that he could do it, that the thing got built anyway. He didn't have the tactile. They'd never built a boat because until that time it had never really rained. So he kind of did just drop it out of his ass anyway because he didn't have the skills to pay the bills to finance such a project. They didn't have chainsaws to cut the trees down to fell timbers large enough to hold two of every animal in the world. Houston, he kind of did do just as you prescribed. Good.
So is there something, if we, like, we go beyond what's in our means to do, that we enjoy that process? That's why he had to build the ark instead of just the ark appearing? Is that part of the rub for us?
Well.
I'm going into things where, like, if you step out of your mind, so you're not thinking about, so you're really plugging into non-physical, basically, which you are plugged into in anyway. Is that what really makes us happy?
Well, first of all, there's some problems with this damn movie. Number one, Noah was not distant from God. Okay?
Okay.
That's the first thing. And now, the second thing, if you're following it really close and listen the way we said it, Noah didn't drink any LSD to hear God's direction. Okay?
Yeah.
Noah's sons were not without wives on the ark. There were no stowaways on the ark. Noah didn't get help from a giant rock creature when he built the ark. Noah was not a deranged killer bent on stopping his family from reproducing. The descendants of Adam did not treat the skin of the serpent as a family heirloom. That's just some of the obvious parts, you see.
Everything seems to, some of it just go off a bit.
They were trying to make it, the books of Moses never give in to that. But there's no reason to pry the skin of Satan in this talisman-looking thing. So they were just trying to make a movie. Said, happy birthday. Does somebody have a CPAP machine? Are they breathing on us? Are they being itchy and sexy? Are you getting hot? We're getting hot. Maybe it was right. Yeah, there goes. Are they breathing? It's hot. Ooh, that goes again. Ooh, it's so much fun. Ooh, wee. They're like, wait. It's very fun. It's pretty hot. What do you think?
What's the topic?
You're getting loved up on cash flow.
Are you still on there, Sean? What are you doing?
Yes, I'm waiting for the man who's snoring.
Yeah, the snoring one, the heavy breather. It's making us all hot and bothered, Bob. We're about to cream my panties.
So how long have you been on that topic, Sean?
Danny's about 5 minutes. When the heavy breathing came on and we thought they were going to have their way with us, Bob, we thought they were going to take us over and subdue us as a fire, consume us like a fire, Bob. We thought we were going to be had by the Syrophoenicians.
Yeah, all the stuff I've read in the past in the book called The Nephilim Agenda. There's a lot of that applied, because I tried to, because that instilled a lot of fear in me in those days. It doesn't anymore, obviously, but was there a lot of truth in the things I've read in there?
Well, yes, but tomorrow he's going to be in Concord, North Carolina at 12 o'clock. And then on Monday, the 7th, he's going to be in Madison and 7 o'clock.
Are you saying Donald Trump? You saying Donald Trump's in Nephilim?
Yeah, kind of. And then he's going to be in Fayetteville, North Carolina at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 9th. And then on Friday, he's going to be in Chicago, Illinois on the 11th. At the Pavilion, the University of Illinois. It's going to be great. He's not pure or nothing, but he don't have any trouble downstairs, that's for sure.
Yippee. So now when he builds his wall, are we going to, like, have some Jericho scenario where we blow our trumpets and break his wall down?
Why? It's good. It's not trying to keep the Mexicans out. It's trying to keep the Americans in.
But it's just not very New Jerusalem-like, all these walls.
Are you nuts? New Jerusalem has the tallest wall of all. There's nowhere in the world with a wall taller than Jerusalem. Are you kidding? That's why they had to blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm to the holy city. They had to make a sound, a resonant sound to knock down that wall of Jericho. The New Jerusalem has impenetrable walls. Are you kidding? That thing, ain't that wrong with that? It's an example. It's the Trump Leal of Trump. That you can coin that. Better get that, Bob. Better copyright that. The Trump Leal of Trump. There you go. Better get that. Right quick. Hurry up. Get it. We like Ike and the Trump Leal of Trump. There you go.
Ike?
We like Ike. Bob liked Ike. Remember Ike?
Yeah, I do. I've talked to him.
Ike.
Yes.
And Barry Goldwater.
So what's that slogan? What was the slogan? From Trump to Trump Leal?
We like Ike and the Trump Leal of Trump.
I read a lot on David Icke, but that just made me conspiracy when I got very conspiracy
right. Now,
theory-minded.
Did you hear what Ian implied? Did you just pick up? You said alien, the Nephilim agenda, and Ian answered by talking about Trump. I said, is he a Nephilim? And Ian said, sort of. Boy, what do you think of that?
Yeah, well, he either is or he ain't.
Oh, come on, if he is,
then we don't have to be afraid of that, because we don't have to be afraid of anything.
Right, and you don't have to build a wall, and you can go to Cuba now, and if they do build a wall and you want to go to Mexico, we don't know why you want to go to Mexico, but what you do is you go to Costa Rica and then come up into Mexico. Get around Nicaragua and the Sandinistas and get past all them people on that side. Don't go to Belize, for Pete's sake, unless you take your own standing army with you. But now we know El Chapo. We can probably work out a little deal and get you El Chapo. Bob, we're going to get Chapo in the United States. He's going to be all right. We're going to get him took care of. There's a little ADEC action going on. We're going to get him out of that terrible Mexico. Get the good people out of Mexico. Leave the bad people in Mexico. That's how we do it. So Chapo, El Chapo, coming on up. He's moving on up to the east side, Bob, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Yeah, so that'll be good.
El Chapo, okay. You got nothing else to say there, kid?
CKLN, 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 CKLN.
Oh, I just have to use the kids threatened. So,
don't worry. Bob will send you a terse. Bob will send you a terse email if you're too loud. Don't worry about it.
You say you're worrying about kids?
Money. No, my kids just came in, so I had to just mute for a second so that they didn't make noise. But I shunted them up.
We said, don't worry about it. If you're too loud, Bob will send you a terse email. It's okay.
Oh, lovely.
does he? Who tell us more? Oh, tell us more. We love it when it starts off like this. We all love Bob. But let me tell you something, sugar. You're not woman enough to take my man, just so you know. It's my Bob. That's my Bob. Yeah, we'll fight. Yeah, we'll have a cat fight over
fight,
Bob.
Yeah, fight. Okay, well, you got a question, Sean?
Yes, a bit of the living water stuff. Thinking about if there's no time, could we expect, and we're anticipating the living water, so could we expect some of the effects in our body before we get in?
Most certainly.
So is that where your intent applies? So you intend to have it, so there's no time, so you can... Almost like I think of all the drops I'm going to have that I have not had yet, so that's my real intention, so I can make that apply for me now, because there's no time.
Well, have you read John 4:14?
I can bring it up quickly.
Well, no, you're sitting here vetching over living water, but yet you can't quote John 4:14, so you have an air of expectancy about it. How about John 7:38? You know about that?
Not if I hear it, didn't bring it.
Or how about John 7:37-9? There you go, that'd be good. And then basically John 7 kind of goes through it pretty hard, and then they don't talk about it in the Old Testament because that's where it's coming to. You see.
Yeah, I love those ones. It's about the water being in you. And I was thinking, is that
yeah.
our blood? Yeah. And the flesh, if you eat my flesh, is that the bread? Is that where you're just relying on yourself? Nothing from the outside where you just
don't. We don't know. We can't quite get the exegesis out of that. It seems a bit over the top for us, but anyway.
Well, that's what it all drives to for me, is that you don't rely on anything.
Then what are you waiting for? If you rely on no thing, what are you waiting on? See?
Well,
that's the whole point.
Well,
autonomy is good, but after a little while you might want to be a homosexual or a heterosexual. But if you want to be an autosexual, I guess that's all right. But if you depend on no one, then I guess you can do it yourself.
Yeah, well, or no thing, maybe. I enjoy the thing of another person. Because if you...
You can always get a Bob against your Bob. That's always good.
They seem to be everywhere.
That's an acronym.
Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah, battery-operated boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, shit.
An acronym for Bob. Oh, Bob.
Yeah, well, even the drops, I mean, I took it from the beginning. You said all you need is one drop, and I always thought of it like that.
Oh, but I know that's fine, but you need that one drop. But you got to have that one drop. Oh, no, you got to have one drop. I can't get the drop. Oh, no, I can't get it. Oh, you got to talk non-physical. Oh, no, I can't get through. They never call me. They never call me. Non-physical never calls me. How can I do that? How do I engage? How do I engage it? I don't know what to do. It's terrible. I don't know what to do. See, it's always something. It's always something. It's like Rosanna Dana. It's always something. What you need to lay down the issue and get rid of this devotional authority that you're trying to engage and get on into Isaiah 44:3. That'll help you.
Is that the Christianity stuff coming in?
Well, it's not. We're not talking about Christianity. We're talking about Isaiah. Isaiah wasn't Christian.
Shall I bring that up now?
You want to. Or you could just take the used up eye box and that you use to make axe water and throw them in the desert and you'll have plenty of water. Make a little oasis. But, you know, whatever you want to do.
Will you please repeat that? Isaiah 44 verse?
44:3.
Hey, you guys are so boring.
The living water.
You drive me to sleep. Talk.
Yeah. Isaiah 55, Isaiah 12:3, Isaiah 55, 1 and 2, Matthew 5:6, John 4:10, John 4:13-14, living water.
Living water.
And I will put my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Yeah, and that flows from us.
Yeah.
Led to what?
Yeah. Mud. What about that, though? What about that, though, Bob? White what mud. About that, though?
White mud. So what'd you find?
What about that,
though?
Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what's not his bread and the wages for what that does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Mm-hmm. That's Isaiah 55:1-2. Since you were worried about money.
Yeah, it's not a worry. You should see that it's all a bit of, you sort of want to prove, well, you can get the money, but you don't want to make it about the money. And
why?
I've always
everybody who says it's not about the money, it always is about the money. Otherwise, they don't say
that.
That's
what
they say. It's not about the money. Well, that's just, they're just saying it's really about the money. That's what they're really saying. And when they say, oh, it's not about the money, well, then it is about the money. So, no worries.
But is it about the money for me?
No, it's about the control of the money for you.
Yeah, and the movement that I can do with the money that I then want to do.
It's the point of the control. You don't care about the money, you care about the control of the money. It's like money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil.
And how do we let go of that a little bit?
Okay, we're moving
C-K-L-N.
On.
C-K-L-N. C-K-L-N.
Okay, you got your topics in there? I keep forgetting, is it Sean or Yawn? What am I supposed to say, both?
Sean.
Just look at your notes, Bob. It's all in your notes. You wrote all of it down. You had to have the mechanical log that you're going to hide in a peat bog once everybody's dead so they can find it later to show just how wonderful your tiny note really did apply to living water, Axiom water, and the eye blocks of the Sahara Desert making it an oasis, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, That one.
Go ahead, that one.
Bloop.
There you go. You're unmuted now. Bloop.
Ion, why would Trump want to keep the Americans in? Or why would Americans want
to keep
them in?
Because they're trying to get out. He wants to keep them in here. You don't want any changes things. He wants the wall to keep them in here. And Mexico's going to build the wall to keep the Americans out. That's what he's trying to say. Is that Mexico's going to be happy to keep the nasty Americanos out of their country. It's going to be great.
But why would the Americans want to go to Mexico?
The same reason Americans want to come here. So much so because things change.
What's fixing the change?
Things.
Right. So you said Los Alamos, you said that several times, going to blow. You're talking about the nuclear research facility in New Mexico?
Do.
So that would be one reason why they would want to leave?
Right. And because of Song of Solomon 4:15, or most of 4.
Does this also have same timing when you said there won't be a Loki bot?
E-A-K-A-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-N-T-U-V-W-X-N-Y. We've got it parsed down now. It's easy just to knock them out. Could you sing it without one or two of those letters? We think so.
So what's going to replace the Loki box?
The cloud.
What's that? I was just going to say the cloud.
You said correctly.
And,
or actually, we said it for you, so congrats.
Right. And are we getting close to being able to access the cloud, the one that you're referring to?
Well, we say you already are. It's a white knuckle brush right now because you don't know how to do it, and you don't know what to do, and you're trying to do it, and you want to do it, and you're about to do it, and you sort of do it, and sometimes you get it, and then they get it, and you can't, and then you open the portal, and you can't close it. Then it's a black hole, and then it's another black hole, and then it's like a supernova that's being sucked in a black hole, and you can't get out of it, and then you just get frustrated, and you just go to bed. And here we are left with the two damn black holes and a supernova and a dwarf star trying to get through, blow every damn thing up. We got to undo all this crap. You guys are so smart. You're so damn smart. You just know everything. You know everything. You know everything. You do everything. Then you open this crap up, and then you can't even open a can of whoop-ass on Uranus and can't even get the thing closed. And you go, okay, enough of this. I'm going to the beach. Well, meanwhile, back at the ranch, somebody's got to tend to all this crap y'all are stirring up. So, yes, the cloud inception will be deliciously received. It will sink you up as it was.
Are we, or am I, or we people, mostly accessing the cloud when we sleep, quote unquote?
And no. Ask and answered. No.
Okay, is it just like when information comes to you or comes to me, it's that's accessing the cloud when I just know something and I know it? Is that an example?
No.
Of accessing the cloud?
That's the pornographic version of it, darling. And if it gets you hard, okay, that's good. But don't lean on it because it's going to develop. It'll develop into something more meaningful. It might be genuine access so you can get really engaged. It'll be fun.
Well, can you give an example of genuine access to the cloud?
There's several. The best, hardest orgasm you've ever had in your life.
So it's a feeling of euphoria, and that
bliss.
Would be an indication
bliss.
That you are accessing the
bliss.
Cloud? Bliss.
Okay, bliss.
Are there many people accessing the cloud at this level?
A few.
Does Trump access the cloud?
A little bit.
What is this cloud you're talking about, Barbara?
The cloud of glory. The one in the Bible.
Isn't this the one that Ion's making?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes. Yes,
right.
Bob.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the other cloud called? The bad one, the Bill Gates one.
The alphabet one.
Oh, that's the alphabet one?
Yeah, the Googler.
Yeah, what's that called?
The cloud.
There's different storage ones that they have different companies that say they're like a cloud. And you can store
VMware
all your information.
VMware has a nice one.
Who?
Which
Finland?
One?
VMware.
Did you say Finland?
VMware. W-A-R-E. Yeah, that one.
VMware.
That one.
Bowel movement wear.
No, bowel,
and
not VM, VM.
Oh, what? It's not.
Is it something that's.
What did he say?
Isn't
C
it like
or
B, like boy M?
B! He enunciated.
B like boy,
hear,
I believe.
You hear that. B like boy? Okay.
And then
bowel
M.
Watch, when
like
I say
Mary.
Bowel movement, he goes, no! He protests bowel movement, implying the letters are different. What is it, Ion?
So what's going to be an instigator? What's going to help access the cloud of glory?
Oh, when Michael Dell's attempt doesn't go through with ENC Square.
I'm not familiar with that. What is he attempting to do?
Trying to make VMware pay for the storage containment of EMC Square and taking it private.
And what will that accomplish?
It won't.
I think I'll just open up the lines here. Okay, I open it up. Let's see if anybody can supplement Barbara or help Barbara.
Help. Yeah, help us. Help us. We're the ones dying in a sea of poop. We're in the dying of alphabet soup here trying to make consonants and vowels and EMC squared and Michael Dell and Dell Computer and taking over and making them pay for it and taking their monies and make the money pay for the cash deal. It's like taking your own money and buying somebody out of your own thing. It's your thing. It's not going to be your thing. It's going to be privately no longer yours. You're going to throw away the owners of this company and make them run that company. And then they take their money and pay them to throw them out of their company. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Basically, yeah, that sort of thing. Help them, shit, help us. That's one,
So, Ion, if the Lookie Box goes away soon and people can't access the cloud yet, what kind of state of affairs is that going to be?
That sounds like that would be complete chaos. CKLN, 88.1. Yeah. Then we'll have to bring back the still wanting soul of Peter Beter to straighten out your monetary exchange. It's going to be fun.
Jeez.
What, Barbara? Why are you going, oh, geez? What's the problem there?
It sounds like that's like, okay, the end of the monetary system. Think about it. If the computer systems go down, I mean, that's it. You've got to have a quick solution, and I don't see how a quick solution is going to happen. I can see why people maybe want to leave the country or whatever, but...
All the lines are open, so people can ask Ion questions.
Yeah, I would like to ask Ion a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Robert, yeah.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, okay. I've been taking the RNA drop for about 2.5 months. And I'm wondering if there's a difference, if you can tell, from when I first started and now.
Well, good gracious. Well, of course you can. Look at your vitality. Hold your right arm out left of your body, and you can hold it out straight to the side of you. Before, you couldn't do that.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe I was further gone than I realized. Anyway,
yeah, you were pretty fucked up.
Yeah, you know, I've been telling my clients, you know, the few clients I have about the RNA drops, and I've been actually giving the bottles away just to see what they would experience. And the thing I noticed that when they just take a few drops, they get a lot of really good results. But if they're like me and take a lot, then they have to sleep most of the time.
The sensation is overwhelming. It's like electricity. You have to have electrical current to attach to your lipids. But if we put enough juice in there to really get you going, you say it's an electric chair and you expire. So it's always something. You always want it all. You want the part that kills you and then back that off just the tiniest little sliver, and that's where you go. It's something refreshing. It's like taunting. It's like looking at an image. It's looking at naked people in Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, I'm wondering what would be a good amount for me to work with for the time being. I took 10 drops this morning.
Well, you shouldn't take more than 3 to 4 ounces a day.
Well, I'm not quite there yet.
Well, that's okay. As long as you're in that range, that's good. Or you can mess it up. Bob just poured a water glass full one time and just drank them. He didn't know. He thought it was that damn green drink, that ridiculous green drink, and he just pounded it like it was bourbon or something. He hadn't been the same since.
You know, I actually thought I really want to drink more of this stuff. I mean, but gosh, that's $100 a bottle. And I'm not in Bob's income range.
Bob, do you have an income range?
Well, it's only a few thousand. Well, maybe no more than $4,000 a month.
I have a lot of money. Yes, I have quite a high income
range. That's not what he said. What is your income range? That's the question.
Mine's about billionaire to quadrillionaire. That's my range.
Really?
So it doesn't bother you. So it doesn't affect you either way. If it suits you, Bob, then you can bang it out. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well,
yeah,
we wish the same for Robert.
I was wondering, I would love to have a bunch more money.
Seriously. Okay, receive it. We send it, and you turn it away. No, that's not for me. No, I'm not interested. No, thank you. I don't have, I can't fit that. No, my schedule won't let me do that. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Well, I might. Let me think about that. Well, let me see. No, computer says no. Oh, yes, computer says no. We've done everything but cram it down your throat hole, darling, so it's up to you.
Well, just cram it, because I don't know what's in the way. I mean, I got this little mind, but I'm not thinking about something. Usually, good things happen.
Not a thinking man's game. Yes.
Yeah, like I was stirring my beans a few minutes ago, and then I was hearing the music, and then I just spontaneously started singing, and then I started feeling it in my body, and I thought, this feels good.
Nice.
So I didn't realize that Bob had an open line, and I got a little embarrassed.
No, it's good. Don't embarrass. That's the fun of it. That's the whole point of it. Start living. Sometimes you got to dance like nobody's looking.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I feel really good when I give away something and I'm not, you know, making any money on it, and people are getting good results. But I would love to.
You were just saying you want more money, but you feel good about not having money?
Well, if they offer money, I would gladly accept. I mean, I don't have any limit on how much money they want to give me. If they want to give me a couple $100 for a treatment, that would be great.
Well, you should tell them that.
Well, I guess I have it in my mindset that I'm not deserving, or I should get more training, or maybe I get better clients. You know, all this stuff, like I am saying, I'm turning it away.
You don't need a bunch of clients. You just need one good one.
Okay. Now, what do you call it, one good one? You mean someone who really likes my treatment, and then I feel privileged to come here, and they are so glad to take over my economical burden.
God, you have burdens? We had no idea.
Oh, really?
Economical burdens?
Well, my house is going through foreclosure, and I wouldn't mind having it back, you know, free of the mortgage and all that stuff. And I would love to be able to pay off my kids' college loans and all that sort of thing. And I'd like to get in the
money to go to school? What in the world?
I know you have to go to school to get properly indoctrinated, you know, to the system.
Yes, how's the indoctrination coming? You're right up to foreclosure 101 now. The indoctrination has begun.
Well, I didn't pay my mortgage for almost 5 years now. And then they tricked me to move out of the house, and then they didn't get me key for cash. You know, so I'm feeling a little irked by that, and I'm told the lawyers to go after them, you know.
Right.
Just throw a few monkey wrenches their way.
That's fine.
Well, I'm wondering if there's something I can say or do to contribute, you know, to the group. Like yesterday, I was feeling like everything is possible. I mean, I feel like I'm on the verge of being able to see where I'm going, you know, figuratively.
Yes.
And literally.
Yes.
And I feel, like, privileged, thankful, grateful. And then if I start on a negative thought, I can go into a tailspin.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you for my belief. Now help my unbelief or disbelief or no belief.
Well, you know, my lady friend, she's a fundamentalist, which I'll never be again. And she said, I'm a non-believer. And I sort of taken that as a compliment.
Okay.
Anyway, I would love to find my twin flame if there is such a thing, and if she's available in this lifetime.
Well, get that moneymaker out and start shaking it. They'll come. You got to sleep with them all to find that moneymaker.
Well, I need to get my moneymaker working.
For sure.
You know, I thought this crazy idea of just simply asking you a few questions, and then you put it in Wikipedia, and then I can look it up at my leisure.
Okay, no problem. We do it all the time.
Remember, my name is Robert Earl Hensley, born June 10th, 1942.
No, you weren't.
Well, I'll look for it. And frankly, I feel like I'm just don't quite know what to feel or whatever. And
okay, so very gingerly approach this topic of Trump's Nephilimness. How Nephilim is he, Mr. Ion?
Just a touch. And there's a tiny bit of miscegenation in his lineage.
Is Trump more angel or more human?
Mostly human.
Is Trump wearing a likeness? Or does he actually have characteristics of Nephilim, a likeness of human? Is he wearing a likeness to us when we see him, or does he have characteristics that most Nephilim would?
Either. He's mostly human.
So, Ian, we should forget this point. It's not important. It's so minor. Many other people have Nephilim in them, right? So you're just trying to stir us up.
There are some.
Really to be he's not working for the Nephilim agenda.
No.
Yeah. See, so let's drop that topic. Let's go on to some other thing.
I only got my ice.
Good.
Okay, so just drop the ice into the glass.
One piece.
Here we go. One piece of ice. All right, ice is in. Anything,
what are you making, Jed?
Anything else to do? We're taking the vitamin C tablet that we put the RNA drops onto about four or 5 days ago, which started off as this big foamy thing, and then put it into water, as Kate was told by Ion today. And now it's this little urine-colored glass of urine water. And Ion, is there a next step, or just sit and observe this?
Do that first.
Is there something to do, or... Okay, do that first. All right. Well, we'll leave that and come back to it later.
Ian, what's causing the carbon monoxide all over California above the fault line?
We are.
Is there movement in the...
They're answering machines. Done now.
Are you causing movement? Is that what's releasing it?
Yes.
Will there be more released?
Yes.
Does this have a positive effect for those that are sending?
Yes.
And a negative effect for those who do not wish to?
Forget about it. Forget about it. Those other ones. Forget about it.
Okay. Just before you went off last time, I asked about Coldplay. Would that come into... Like when the Lucky Box goes away, is that when Coldplay will be introduced?
No.
That. Will it be introduced before that?
Yes.
And then will the systems be able to go like back online, so to speak, with the Coldplay in place?
No.
Some systems?
Do.
What was the question, Barbara? What did he say do to?
I was asked if some systems
if we're
come
still
back
there.
Online.
No, if we're still there. The question was, are we still there? And we said do.
Oh, okay.
Hey, lucky I did.
Okay, well,
you would have walked away thinking Soul Fusion is going to show up before
right,
after
so,
the breakfast or something.
Bring games
well,
back
I
and have him flip
okay.
the switch. That'll be fun.
Bring
so no,
games back.
The Coldplay will show up before the Lookie Box goes down or goes away. Correct? I am.
Do.
Said. Yes, okay. And then as far as like all the, I don't know, banking systems, everything that's run on computers, will those be able to quickly go back online via the Coldplay?
I know.
Will some of the systems be able to go back online?
I know. Bob Jean's still muted. She's going to get cross with you. She, unlike the rest of these, can talk to the angels and have your damn ass blowed up. Unmute her.
No, she's not muted.
She's still.
Oh yes, yeah, oh yeah, no, yeah, she's unmuted. Yep, I mean muted. Now she's
oh,
unmuted.
Muted. No. Oh, now, damn,
oh,
there.
There we go. The pressure is relieved. Ion.
Well, let's see you perform. Make it worth our time for unmuting
all
you.
All right. Okay. Ion,
find out how we're gonna have a function without rookie boxes.
Yeah, I actually was going there, Barbara.
Go
you told Barbara that the cloud is bliss.
Yes.
When I think of bliss, there's a lot of different levels of bliss. Is there just one definition?
Degrees of circumstance, yes.
So bliss can come in waves, like, you know, an ebb and flow.
A waxing and waning postulate that moves to and fro from the center of bliss.
What I heard, though, is that maybe that will change to more of a continuous flow, a steady stream. We get our, trying to think of the electrical term, Ion, where we balance. We're able to balance that. We have no resistance, but we still balance the flow.
So if you have no resistance, what's your ohmage?
Our ohmage is, let's see, low resistance, high ohmage. We take a lot in, and we can handle the overflow. If there's overflow, we send it into the ground rather than spewing it out and creating more chaos in our environment.
Some people don't. Some people can put Palmer's lotions on their hand and sling their hands and throw people in the dirt.
Is it easier for that bliss to just be a continuous, steady stream? Is that what's going to change? Is that what's changing for us and getting easier?
We'd like to say yes, but you won't know what that feels like, so no.
We'll continue to create the ebb and flow.
Well, you know, you build it to the sky and watch it fall down, looking around and see how you're going to survive now. Cold blood in a nigger, no love in a nigger, that's how it goes.
Was Jermaine's experience being connected an example, a physical example?
It's a fair example.
It's a fair example. Okay. And then Chad was able to connect on the plane without paying. Is that another example?
Yeah, that's number one. That's number one, yeah.
And you implied that things were getting messed with my computer last week.
Yeah.
So
you saved fine, yeah.
You.
Well, we did. What little dab of it was left, yes, but yeah. It was a public service commission.
Thank you very much for that, Ion. So that's what we can kind of
you're
have
welcome.
Faith. That's our self-image, just that having faith in our flow. And we connect at all levels. It's not just connecting to the lookie box. We won't need the lookie box.
Think of our fathers living still.
We will be something in thee. What's the next line, Diane?
We say ooh.
So you said earlier when you were talking to Doug that you were suggesting to Doug to just get up to that edge and then back away. And you said folks are trying to figure out what is less than, and you're trying to get us to what's more than. You want
for sure.
And we want our boundaries to be further than our gaze.
For sure.
Give me some physical examples of that.
You look out your window, and as far as you can see, you see a certain range or parameter. We're saying that your boundary should be beyond far as you can see. Some of you, it should be a little further than the end of your damn nose.
So it's another way of saying that, let's see, know that you can do more than you think you can. What can I do that I don't think I can? Is that a way to kind of leap?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fucked up too. Yeah, that's good. But you see, the experience becomes so arbitrariously weird when that's the case. Do you see that?
Yes.
It's just odd. Why can't you just go with it? Why can't you just go with it?
I seem to be going with it pretty easily so far.
Okay, then that's all the questions then are the who, what, when, where, how, and why, the press, press, pull, whatever. It seems to be, okay, we get that. If you're trying to maximize your capacity, good, that's wonderful. We think that's great. But you don't always have to prove there is a vineyard to enjoy the eating of a grape.
That's back to the reaping and sowing. Reinterpret and apply that.
Thrust in the sickle and reap.
Yeah, I'm experiencing that.
Good.
When you were talking to Alyssa, you said the heart pulls, it doesn't push. And when we breathe, when we exhale, we use our muscles, but it's more like a vacuum. When we breathe in, we're sucking the air in.
You're only exhaling. You don't inhale. When you open your mouth, it comes back in. If you pass out on the floor, you hold your breath. You pass out. When you hit the floor, a breath will come in. See, it's a vacuum.
And that's really illustrative, Ian, when we sneeze, when I sneeze.
Perfect words.
When I sneeze, it's just reflex. It's natural. I bring a lot of air in.
It's the closest to death you'll ever come. Your heart actually stops.
Do we use all of our muscles in order to push out whatever it is in that sneeze? That the heart even freezes and stops?
No, that's spirit. Spirit's walking through you when you sneeze.
Why does it take so much muscle contraction?
Because you don't like spirits walking through you. Some people are easier with it than others, but some people sneeze like a cat. They like it. They get off on it. It gets them loved up. Some people get off on it, but not everybody. Some people are just like Bob. They're just a stone-cold freak.
Well, what do you mean in that case? Bob doesn't sneeze or he doesn't... What,
he doesn't know if he sneezes. He doesn't know what a sneeze is. He doesn't like sneezes. He doesn't like people who sneeze. He doesn't sleep with sneezers. He doesn't understand sneezing. He doesn't know why people sneeze or why they separate. Why can't they build or live their house in such a way that they're germ-free enough that they should never have to sneeze? They're bringing stuff in that makes them have to sneeze, paranormal, spiritual, whatever, that they're living the wrong life. The life of Riley includes one that is a sneeze-free zone. Yep, that's the one.
Okay, now that reminds me of Bob's private session that he played, where you and Bob were talking, and somebody, I think Bob said, this is beyond Orwell's 1984. Bob referred to your sense of urgency, Ion. You do seem to have a sense of urgency about getting serious in some way. And I know that doesn't have to do with the caldera collapsing.
Yes, it is. It is very urgent. We're saying very urgently, get happy or get out. We're saying that because that's coming, so we're trying to get you right. So you'll go, oh, yeah, and so you can start enjoying this thing that you actually have created.
Yeah, expand those horizons. Don't be afraid of expanding those horizons.
Otherwise, you'll get stuck in Mount Weather and you won't be able to get out.
Get it done now. That's your sense of urgency, is get.
Otherwise, you'll get stuck in Mount Weather and you won't be able to come out.
So there is a timing where it's going to be harder for us to do that, to ascend.
You'll have to get happy or get out. Otherwise, you'll end up in Mount Weather and you won't be able to get out.
And Mount Weather represents
the 100.
Oh, the TV series 100?
Yes.
Is there an episode to start with, Ion?
Season 1, episode 1.
How many seasons are there?
2 seasons.
Is that what you meant by too physical? Have way too much fun? Too implies that there's a limit or going beyond the limit. So what were you referring to when you and Bob were talking
too
about?
Too extreme, extraneous, but not as in abundantly so.
Expanding the boundaries again.
Yeah, so too clever, if you're very, very, very clever, it would be difficult or challenging to be too clever.
Earlier this morning, you talked about the Psalm of the Judges.
Deborah.
Yes, you were talking about Deborah in the Bible, that's right. And you put up a link, www.jesusplusnothing.com. It's on the chat there. And it's an image. It's a chart, kind of. It's the cycle of sin in Judges.
Good. Very good. Go over there.
Shall I start at the top, Ion?
Please.
At the top, there's a statement, Israel serves the Lord. And then as you go clockwise around the circle, the next statement is, Israel falls into sin and idolatry. You keep going around the circle, and it says, Israel is enslaved. Now, at the bottom of the circle, it says, Israel cries out to the Lord. Next, moving almost to 9 o'clock, it says, God raises up a judge. The next statement is, Israel is delivered. And we're back at the top, Israel serves the Lord. And I get that sense of it just goes around and around. Israel serves the Lord, falls into sin and idolatry, it enslaves itself, cries out to the Lord of authority, save us, save us. And God raises up a judge. So each one of us personally raises up our...
All participants are now unmuted.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know, because Jesus said, there's no sin, it's you who create sin, why are you doing things that you hate? That's the only thing that is sin. So I think it's pretty plausible that if you would just get over it, there'd be no such thing as sin.
Like, yeah, so is that the end of the cycle, Ion? Is this the end of this cycle that you just showed us in the...
We wish it were.
Well, we probably all do. You wish it were over for each and every one of us.
The battle is over. You've won the war. There's just some POWs that didn't get the memo that the war is over.